Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
The future is coming.
Coach Satterfield.
Got the train rolling. We don't get it back to what it's supposed to be. Like I tell people, get on the train right now. We expect for that stadium to be 55,000, standing room only. People on the go, let me in. Why? Because the train is rolling. But it's coming. Get on board or get out the way.
Distract you from what you're doing. Young fellas, get it done. Malik, leading the nation, or tied with leading the nation in touchdowns rush. Satterfield, stay focused. You keep that ball moving like that, you'll shut them up. Don't worry about it. Coach Brown, you are top 35 under 35. There's a reason.
All I do is win, no matter what. I got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
Coach,
and every time
there's a reason they come trying to poke you. Boy.
And they stay there.
We lose coaches to the Atlanta Falcons. McNeil, you keep that offensive line moving. My wide receiver core. That's what I'm talking about. Hassan Hall, you don't worry about that fumble. I saw what you were doing. You were playing it right. Listen, running back room. Keep it up, fellas. I like what y'all are doing. Listen, that turnover, that happens, man. You tried to lower it. You tried to run over that kid. Helmet hits the ball. That's bad luck, Hassan. Malik, let that football go to Harrell. Let that thing go. Let him go run up under it. That cornerback made an awesome adjustment. That was a big-time interception. No, that wasn't. Oh, here we go, Malik. You played an awesome game. Coach Sat, you called an awesome game. Good job, y'all.
good job. I'm absolutely proud of that performance. My goodness. and you know
you
what?
Want it one more time.
And you know I do, Nikki. You know I do. That's what I'm talking about. And
all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
There were some real young guys out there getting it done. There were some real guys. I'm not talking about a bunch of three-year freshmen. I'm talking about Satterfield's guys that the fan base. You know what, fan base? Give yourself a round of applause. You get through recruiting season.
Satterfield, I don't know who this guy is. And who I don't know who this Ashton guy is. And I don't know who this other guy is. And who's this transfer out of Alcorn State? And who's this transfer out of Liberty? And who's this transfer out of Southern Mississippi?
And God, fan base, y'all gotta listen to that all year round. You wanna know what I did, fan base, to give you a little perspective? You wanna know what I did? I went back to 2017 and I started opening articles about Louisville football.
All I do is win, win, win.
And you know what those articles said? Listen, if y'all get me in the mood today, go ahead, make my day. If y'all get me in the mood, I'll start calling out local news affiliates, local media personalities. I'll show you. 2017, 2018, 2016. You know what they were talking about, Nikki? Articles, radio hosts, all it.
I'm sick of seeing Lamar just being running back all day, and that's why the fans aren't coming to the games.
You had Lamar Jackson, and the article said, well, attendance is going down, and there's a problem with Bobby Petrino. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut your mouth, fan base. I feel bad that y'all got to read that low-hanging fruit attendance article. Everything.
Well, the stadium expansion is too big, and that's why the attendance is gone down.
I was reading articles, Nikki. Listen.
You woke up and chose violence today.
I just want to make sure that people have big picture perspective. You could not, Nikki, you couldn't tell the difference if this article was yesterday or 2017 about attendance. One of the most low-hanging fruit.
Let's get to the game early and take some pictures.
In 2017, I was sitting in the media booth next to Steve Rummage and Kenny Klein.
We take a picture right at the start of the game.
We got 50 gates at that stadium. You can be drinking a beer at your car during the coin toss, and you can be in your seat before the opening kick. Or
we do enjoy our beer here in the 502.
We enjoy our beer and our cocktails and our accessibility and our comfort and our temperature. Listen, don't make me call everyone out today. Don't do it.
Did you hear the texter in the Drew?
No.
That was upset about the lack of craft beer selection at the stadium. I'm sorry, I just can't help laughing. But I mean, really? Really?
That really?
There's a guy. There was one dude out there that was pissed off he couldn't get.
Hazy
IPA.
Well, guess what? He should go to the Four Pegs Lounge. At the Beer Fest. What's the name of it?
No, Tailspin, baby. Tailspin. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Halloween edition.
Right.
There you go. Get
right.
All your craft beer there,
right.
Baby.
That's what you got to do. Okay.
It won't cost you $26 either.
Right. The lack of beer selection. Point being. Congratulations, ladies, to my volleyball team. You're keeping it up. Good job. We're still working on a song. But
text in suggestions.
Yes,
I need a little help.
And I'm
line.
A little. I'll admit this. I'm a little nervous about giving them a song because they got it rolling. You give them a song,
ooh,
they get busted.
Yeah,
I feel terrible. Okay. So, my good win on my Saturday. Nikki, I was worried. I was worried about 4 o'clock start time, awkwardness. I'm always worried about the Boston College style of big package defense or offensive line. I was looking at the age group going into the game. Boston College was like tops in third down defense. They were tops in like fewest sacks given up or one of them, you know, with Loop. I mean, I was worried. I was worried. I was taking a nap, but then I said, you know what? Marcus, you've been talking about it. Just go back over your week, Marcus. On Monday, it was Malik acknowledgement day last week or something like that, Monday or Tuesday. Then the next day, it was Satterfield acknowledgement day. I know I said at least three times last week, y'all will find a mole on a model and screw it up. You will screw it up. Right?
Mole on a model.
Yeah, like that. You will find your mole on the model and screw it up. I started thinking, could you imagine that you have a reasonably priced football head coach, right? You just lost Dwayne Ledford to the NFL. Quarterback coach, went back to Appalachian State. Tennessee just tried to pluck your defensive coordinator. Right? South Carolina's trying to flirt with your head coach. So here we are in this year. Well, my quarterback is playing awesome. Right? I lost Tutu Atwell, Dez Fitzpatrick, and Javian Hawkins. So think about that. I lost Javian and Tutu prematurely. Right? They're really still supposed to be here. Right? With this team. And this offensive line, and this quarterback playing like he's playing. I don't have to do the injury thing, but I could. I could. And then I watch the game and I say, well, he's playing too conservative when he has the lead by 28 points. That's my biggest problem on the planet. I mean, he just gets up and scores all these points, and then he slows down. Fire him. What? I mean, Brown. I mean, he's getting all these sacks, and you know, when he pressures, he does great, and then he kind of gets into the prevent. I watched. And I'm gonna take this Texas word for it. I watched Ashton Galati. I've been saying his name wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. You listen to a couple people say the names. Ashton Galati. I watched him throw a lineman. I'll say it again because I you know what? I'm gonna say it again just to piss y'all off. I watched a three-star freshman out of Boca Raton, Florida, that I had to defend and listen to my voice being made fun of consistently about saying, there's a three-star that we just got. And I had to come on this radio and I said, what difference does it make if y'all have eyeballs? What Coach Satterfield's recruiting ranking is. I had to sit here and say, hey, y'all, he's a four-sport athlete, 4.0 cross trainer out of Boca Raton, Florida.
What's his rating and what are his recruiting offers? And that's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, because you're stupid. No offense. You're stupid. You see with your own eyeballs how big he is, how fast he is, that he has mean intentions, and you say, because on three, sports doesn't have him ranked as a five-star. You're going to tell me that what you see in front of you with your own two eyes that good Lord gave you, that you can't see, that's a problem.
What am I missing here? I mean, he looks the part, and he's fast, and he's big, and he's aggressive. And why isn't he ranked? Anyway, who cares?
Satterfield's praying to God that on three keeps on ranking the Louisville player, the Louisville recruits. Stay away from them. These coaches around the basketball world made a living tracking Rick Pitino's movements around the country, around the globe. If you find out, if you see Rick in any gym, I want to know who he's there to see and how often he's there to see him.
Regardless of what he's ranked.
I don't give a about what that kid is ranked. I have to... Y'all need to start listening to me more.
Can we use the Russ Smith reference? Two-star, come on. I feel like it's right there. We got it. We got to play the hits, baby.
Russ is different. Russ is still just different. But back to the original point. I got to listen and defend what you can see with your own two eyes. I just watched this true freshman, Nikki, that's coming off an injury. A foot injury. I watched him throw Mike Vrabel's baby. You know that name?
I've heard of it.
I had to watch.
I know who he is, everybody. I just
Mike Vrabel's little baby get dog walked, get thrown back into his running back, right? Nikki. I watched it happen with my own two eyes. I watched him throw little baby Vrabel.
Baby Vrabel, I like that.
Take somebody else that shed another block, right? And then snatch up a running back for a two-yard loss. Then I get to Twitter. You wanna know what I see on Twitter?
A stupid penalties. Everybody knows you can't horse collar.
Is that all you saw? Is that all you saw?
It's a stupid... Where's my chicken? you stupid clumsy bum. Satterfield, you're not teaching discipline. Everybody is...
Nobody was madder than that baby, and he knew the minute he grabbed that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, I got my hand inside it, you know, but I'm not letting him go.
I mean,
I'm not
get your money's worth at that point.
I'm not letting him go. This is a savage. He's a three-star savage. True freshman.
But Satterfield's not recruiting to the level.
Jesus Christ.
Well, the local scene.
Listen, I told you last week. I'll tell you now. Local coaches, local families. I don't take it personal when you complain. Because local coaches and local families all think they want their babies getting recruited by the local school. They want their kids getting recruited by everybody. And they especially want to always have pressure. You could take five kids from each school and they complain about the sixth.
Oh, yeah.
I want these I need these coaches recruiting all my high school kids so I can get the next crop to come to my high school and say, Louisville's always at my school. It's never going to stop. I watched Josh Minkins last year. And I'm sorry, I'm on one. I watched Josh Minkins last year. A little insignificant play. You know what happened? Josh Minkins, one false step. True freshman. He was on the corner, Nikki. It's maybe playing free safety. One false step. You know what makes you make a false step? You look at the running back when you're supposed to be looking at that lineman. You peek at that running back to see if he's coming out. Or you peek out there and you take one false step. Now he's giving up the corner, right? Guys around him. I watched him get on his horse. Little skinny ass, 6'3", true freshman, got on his horse. Tackled the guy out of bounds.
Yeah, there's no discipline on the defense. Yeah, what is he doing? What is Coach Brown doing? He can't even stop the run.
I just watched an 18-year-old, 6'3", skinny freshman last year, true freshman, catch a Florida State running back. And I said, it's a good job, Sat. Can't put him in just yet. Locally. Why is he playing every snap? Because he's not ready. That false step says he's not ready. But yes, he's awesome potential.
But he recovered from it.
Y'all don't pay attention to any of that. Any improvement. Do y'all pay attention to improvement at all? Do you care? You want a Hall of Fame coach or not Hall of Fame? And if he's not Hall of Fame, this year you fire him. Or you even talk about his job. Y'all don't hold y'all kids accountable for D's and F's like you hold, well, my kids are not making $1 million. Well, what's more important? Satterfield's doing his job or your kids? hold him with some accountability. Jeez. So I watched that, right? You know what I watched on Saturday? That same, thicker, but still slim, 6'3", red shirt freshman, get an interception in the end zone. You know what he did too after he got the interception? He ain't take a knee. We out. I watched a true freshman, Jalen Alderman, intercept the football and take it back 76 yards for it to knew exactly what to do. Instinctual, pure, athletic, fast, outran a whole team. Those are two just Satterfield, Brown, I know talent. I watched him go get a kid from Liberty. I know talent, dumbass. Right? I watched him go get. Can you go through our roster real quick and see who's from Iowa Community College? We have a defensive player from like Iowa Community College. I mean, listen, there is no doubt we could use a couple more big butt linemen on our defensive end. To keep four-man pressure on these guys. Until you get them, you have to adjust. You have to teach. You have to grow. You have to learn what your players can do. I watched inexperienced. I watched a coach go get a kid from Alcorn State, right? Like one of the best athletes out there, all over the field. Let's not forget, that Boston College team, while we're throwing out little stats, they did bust Missouri, right? That big time program momentum Missouri team that I watched my rival celebrate like it was going out of style.
That same old, you beat Missouri.
Yeah, we could have picked the score against Boston College. We did it to Boston College. You want to know what happened also? When Missouri got that quarterback, he was a backup. He had just took the starting job. We got him some games later. Let's not forget all that. Now the phone line is open. 8150-939 is the number. The text line is 38-31-939. And let me say this. Let me add this in here. Silent majorities exist. So I am not ridiculing, but I'm cutting a lot of these conversations off right in the beginning. Not necessarily cutting them off because I will listen. I can be influenced. I can see things. I can see other things. But what I'm telling you is I want to point your attention to how much of your program helps you sleep. Now listen. Take out your, take out your rationale about holding Satterfield in some purgatory Hall of Famer, or I'm going to hold South Carolina over your head. You would be more helpful to the Louisville fan base. You would do better if you're still on Satterfield about talking to South Carolina. That means you getting on Twitter and you getting on every text line and every show ranting about how you're so mad at him. And, oh, well, he's the reason the attendance was poor. And he's the reason. And the South Carolina thing. Let it go. Or keep it inside. Tuck that away. You complain about Satterfield, and every complaint is, he's not committed to the offense, like he's not committed to the University of What? I mean, no, it's the same thing. I mean, he lied to us and told us that he wasn't going to go to South Carolina. That's why he's lying when he calls the plays. What? What? Stay out of my inbox.
I think you think of Trey Franklin. He was at a Kansas Community College.
Yes. Is that it? No. No?
Damn it. Thought I had it.
But Trey Franklin did make it have an interception. Take that call, too. Trey Franklin, out of community college, was out there in one-on-one coverage, wide field, undercuts his wide receiver. I think he undercut the stud, too. I'm not positive. But I watched him undercut a wide receiver on a blitz in man-to-man coverage. You do realize these coaches still have to find out who's the playmakers when the lights come on. But you do know we have a roster full of inexperience. Lights on experience. Again, jump on in here. 8150-939. We'll go to our first call. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus, man?
Feeling good.
Now, on Saturday, we saw Brown be aggressive on defense, start blitzing more. You think that inexperience kind of the reason why he was, like, trying to play prevent defense in the last two games? That's the reason why he had to wait to see who had to play defense.
Yes, Lauren, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call 100%. Yes. Yes. Basketball coaches find out all the time that they have gems on their bench. They have to get their opportunities. He looks inconsistent in practice, so I don't trust him. Yes, I trust my safeties. I trust my safeties or my coverage packages more than I trust that Quintero is going to get to the quarterback. Trust takes time. Judgment takes time. Growth takes time. But here's the problem. I'm not even asking for time. I'm asking for you to be rational. Fire Sat because he gets conservative up 28? Fire Brown because Ashton Galati, who we've been depending on, is out for the game and I can't get a semblance of a pass rush. I got a kid named Popeye that's going to be teamed up with Ashton in a year. We just lost quite possibly the best up-and-coming defensive line recruiter. I'm sorry, who did we lose him to? Georgia. But who made the decision to go get him? Oh, that's just some random decision. No. No. Marcus told you, he said, y'all think it's just no big deal that Satterfield went and got this Cooper kid out of Florida, out of a basement in the floor. Nikki, he was a director of goods and services at Florida, right? And we went and picked him out of the basement of the Florida Gators. Georgia came and took him in 6 months. But who do we give? But instead of giving credit to that, you know what we did?
Ah, Satterfield can't even keep his coaches more than 6 months. Fire Sat now.
You're stupid. You hear how stupid that sounds to me? No offense. Say it to yourself. You don't think Satterfield has something to do with going to get that guy? No, you don't get credit for nothing positive, do you?
I feel like it'd be worthy of discussion if it was a lateral move or even a step down. But, I mean, it is Georgia.
What are you trying to say, Nikki?
I mean, Georgia's pretty good.
What do you mean, Nikki? Don't insult us. Jackson, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Look, first of all, I'm the first one to tell people, it's not that Satterfield and Brown can't coach. They can coach because you see what they do with undersized guys, guys that not everybody wants. It fits their scheme. That's not the complaint. The complaint is we as Louisville fans want an attacking defense. We want an attacking offense. The guy has shown he can put up points. People get stressed out because you got to remember.
I'm listening.
What you got to remember is this. It's not that we can't put up points. It's just like we start slowing down because he goes conservative. Everybody can see the play calling and how it goes conservative. That's the thing. You, as a coach, ask your players to play through the fourth quarter, to play through the whistle, to not stop. But your play calling has to reflect what your expectation is of your players. If you expect them to play and not give up, they can only execute what plays you give them. And we don't have
our will. Has he gotten better with his play call?
Has who?
Satterfield.
No, I don't think it's a matter of he hadn't gotten better. I think he's a really good play caller in terms of when he wants to put up points, when he's looking to throw the ball. When he runs that RPO and gets Malik out on the edge and puts the ball in his hands, you saw they could not control Malik. When he put the ball in his hands, he made things happen.
Do you think Malik runs too much sometimes?
I'd like Malik to run. When I don't like to design run plays for the quarterback, I think that exposes him. I like when he has to make the option either on a broken play or on the read where they have to play the back and then he can find the seam and hit the seam. As opposed to when they do those design quarterback draws, I think that leaves him open to get hurt. So I don't like those plays at all. Not for him. No, Lamar was a bigger person, a bigger type quarterback than Malik, so I could see him doing a little more, but I'm not a big fan of that for a quarterback in general.
So what does Satterfield need to do to win your approval?
Satterfield, really, the only thing he needs to do, I would like for him to get a recruiter that probably can get better, because we're really, in the ACC, you're going to have to get better players. I like I said, I don't have a problem
with
their
team. A recruiter like Cooper? Like another one?
Right. Man, I like to get a recruiter like that. You know, up there, Big Sister has up there, Mr. Moneybag Morrow up there. That's what I like to get.
So you want him to cheat?
well, name, image, and likeness, there's no cheating now. You know, they've already shown that, but allegedly. But, no, really, I think he does well with what he has. I just like for him to attack offensively, keep his foot on the throat the whole time. Because here's the thing. Bobby had the right philosophy, which is get up 2-3 scores on a team so that they can't run the ball. As long as Boston College or any other team looks like they're willing to run the ball, then we're, with the undersized defensive line, we're kind of exposed. And the other thing is, with a young team, you want to blow teams out or get big leads so you can play younger guys and get them good experience. But you can't do that if you're playing a lot of one-score games like we play. So it really, his philosophy really does not reflect what he really needs to do when you have a young team.
Jackson, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You want us to go get a recruiter like Morrow? And you think that's the solution? I asked you, do you think Malik runs too much? You said, I don't like the designed runs. I just think he should run in broken play situations. We haven't had a lot of broken play situations because we've been moving the ball up and down the field. When your problem, when your biggest problem is protecting 28-point leads, and then you know, you heard what you did? You went right back to Bobby Petrino and said, yeah, Bobby Petrino would get up 3 touchdowns and then try to take away the run. Yeah. They call Bobby Petrino to fix people's offenses at Alabama. He's gotten better in every aspect of the game. We've literally gotten better in every aspect of the game. Our running backs, you've watched them game to game get better. Travion Cooley hasn't had a 100-yard game since his junior year of high school. Travion Cooley went for 100-plus yards on Saturday. Hasn't done that since his junior year of high school. We have gotten better in the defensive play calling, in the turnover department, both offensively and defensively. Malik Cunningham is not taking violent hits. You did have one, Malik. Get out of bounds on that sideline up there. I watched the same play that really, really got us in trouble, that Hassan Hall fumbled. We ran a quarterback option. Nothing but green grass against Mississippi. Malik pitches it at the perfect time. I think it was Mississippi. Hassan Hall fumbles that ball, doesn't catch it, fumbles it. Wide open touchdown. I mean, you gonna give us the pass about like Kentucky gets against Georgia?
Well, you play till the end of the game, even if you have to call timeouts to save 7 seconds.
But when Hassan Hall or somebody has the opportunity, you were blown out anyway. They gave up. Mississippi just gave up. But Georgia didn't. You watch Malik run a quarterback option 2 times. First time, he takes it for about 30 yards. Second time, he pitches it. No, second time they block down. Third time, he pitches it for 50 yards up the sideline. To guess what? Another freshman. Another freshman is who ran that pitch up the sideline. Who we got up next?
Dustin.
Dustin, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maybe. Fire away.
So now I'm just Dustin.
Oh, Nikki.
I know softball dad, Dustin. I misunderstood our phone call. I thought he was dropping the softball moniker today. I apologize, my friend.
All right. Marcus, you got a pen and paper handy?
I do.
All right. Right. Let's go ahead and start making some hash marks. If I hear a comparison to Bobby, what's the over-under? 3 or 4, you think?
7.
Okay. Look, I love the rant. I love it. But I want to hear the rant about the studio. Did everybody clean up the mess?
We got a trash can in the studio now. It's multiple
trash cans. It's helpful. Shout out to the VP, Dean.
It's helpful.
Okay, good.
My headphones are missing, though. I will take a little umbrage with that.
I've asked. I wanted to get in. I didn't get to hear Lawrence. I wanted to get in before Lawrence and or. I get them confused. The guy from Florida and the cat guy. I don't know. Has the Florida guy called yet?
Not just yet.
But why not? Because we won.
Exactly. Softball dad, Dustin. Let that energy be voiced.
Have a good day.
You too. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Like a bunch of you men who can't compliment your wives. That's what it sounds like to me. Like Nikki. I wanted to wait until Nikki got on air. I particularly wanted to wait to say, "Hey Nick, it's a great looking haircut you got. I noticed it and wanted to make sure I acknowledged it on air. So when he goes throughout the rest of his day, people will pay particular attention to his haircut. And if I just said nice haircut when it was just us two in the pre-show meeting, it wouldn't get out to the world and it wouldn't brighten up his life. Why are y'all trying to destroy happiness and growth and blossoming? What burns your skin? What was those vampire people that couldn't deal with the light? The Breaking Dawn and all them.
Twilight.
Twilight, yeah. Like
they sparkled.
Yeah. Golly. Who got up next? Ron. I'll take Ron. Ron, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call. I'm not a regular caller. I am a regular listener. I love you. But you're never going to satisfy these people. I was a football coach for 40 years. I understand the game. You understand the game. Most of them haven't got a clue. All they know is what they hear from the other radio hosts and the other callers. And I'm not saying none of them know anything about football, but it takes time to build a program. And when you're hired 2 weeks before a signing date, that first year is out the window as far as recruiting goes. Your second year is the COVID year, a year like we've never seen, when you have to recruit by Zoom. Give the guy time. He knows what he's doing. His staff knows what they're doing. Would I love to win every game? Absolutely. I've been a fan since before Howard was here. And the day Howard was hired, I looked at my wife. We were driving in the car. I heard it on the radio. And I said, things will never be the same. And I was right, because at that time, we couldn't have hired Satterfield. No one would come here. So that's my take. I think you just have to give the guy time, and he will build it. I've never seen a team. Have you ever seen a team with 70 freshmen?
Yeah, listen, inexperienced, I'll give him a pass on, some of them are the super freshmen and the redshirt freshmen, but no, by definition, absolutely not.
I think you just have they made mistakes? Yes. I was sitting there watching that both those losses,
mm-hmm.
And the first one, I think the officials helped the loss, but it's a game they could have won. But you're not going to win every game, every close game, and you played some really good offensive teams, so the defense has had its problems, but they're getting better, and they're going to get better. I mean, and the people they're bringing on the field now, that are just now getting on the field, there are more of them behind them. and there'll be more next year. It takes time. If you're going to build a winning program, you better give him time.
Listen,
otherwise we turn into a revolving door program.
Ron,
we don't want to do that.
That's an absolute fact. Let me take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
This is.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Want to get to these phone calls. Keep them rolling. Ryan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, can I bit just a little bit?
Absolutely. Fire away.
I'll try to keep it clean. That's my only promise. I am so fed up with the fans. I don't understand. If you're a Louisville Cardinal fan and or football fan, what's your problem? People are complaining about everything from tailgating to music to the PA announcer. I mean, just unbelievable. Here's the thing. People don't even like Coach Satterfield because he's a nice guy, doesn't complain enough to the officials, and wears a visor. Okay?
Good, great point. Great point.
Now, let's go back a little bit of history here. People still love John L. Smith around here. You know what John L. Smith did to us, don't you? Yeah, right in the back. Okay. And this is a guy that was all talk. His teams were the most undisciplined, disorganized teams ever. Basically, when I think of him, good dude, good PR guy, but, you know, 6-5, 7-4 teams. Bobby Petrino, people complain about Satterfield's offense. Bobby Petrino, when he'd have a lead going into the fourth quarter, what did he do, Marcus? Were you here? Was anybody here?
Right.
What did he do? He ran the ball. He ran the ball. And guess what? His teams couldn't run the ball because his offensive lines usually stunk in run blocking. So, not to get into it too much longer, but I think our biggest problem it's got to be, you know what? It's not even getting 5-star and 4-star recruits. It's the fans. we're terrible fans. We complain and gripe about everything, yet we don't even support our team and our school that we claim to be cheering for, rooting for. And I mean, Marcus, you can tell us right now or tell your son. What does it feel like to come out of a tunnel for a football game as a football player and see empty seats everywhere as opposed to going to a school where maybe you don't get to play a whole lot, but you come running out of that tunnel and there's 90,000 drunk, delirious fans screaming for you? It's got to start somewhere, and I'll tell you what, here's what's going to happen. Satterfield will leave us, go to a better job, and do well. And he's going to leave us, and we're going to be the loser. I can't help it. People don't like him. He's a solid football coach. We have a solid coaching staff. We have a very young team. We don't have a lot of 5-star talent. Nothing's perfect, but people act like, you know, everything's bad, and it's really not. I mean, I hate to say it, but if you're a Card fan and if you like football, you should support the program. Get behind the program, and people just don't seem to want to do it. They just want to sit back and point their finger and complain and say, well, he should do this or he should do that. He's not doing anything different than any other coach we ever had.
No, listen,
Bobby Petrino used to talk big time about being 50-50. Half the plays run, half the play pass.
Right.
Got to do that. Yeah, and complete – people complain about Satterfield doing that.
Ryan,
I don't get it.
Right, Ryan, listen, I appreciate the call. I got to roll along. I mean, listen, between Ryan and Ron, the football coach, said, I've been coaching 40 years. He said, I'm watching what he does. Yes, he makes a mistake or two here and there. And you have to build a program. First year, he's coach of the year with no recruiting class because of when he got the job. Coach of the Year with no recruiting class. Second year, COVID, recruiting on Zoom the entire year. How do you fix that? You come out of your COVID year and you go get Cooper from Florida. Then you get him taken by the number one team in the country. But the problem is, all this stuff happens every single day, and instead of complimenting your wife, every single day you wait. You wait until she forgets to get your craft beer, and then you say, I don't know why I married you.
Which you couldn't find at the stadium, so you're already upset.
Right.
How can you forget the craft beer? You know, that's my favorite beer. Maybe I should have stuck with Linda.
Now you're divorced. And Linda sucked. She was a terrible wife, or she was a terrible girlfriend. You know it too. Now you threw away your good girlfriend or wife.
Yeah, but she looked good in that dress, and she did that one thing that, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not worth it. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus?
Feeling good.
Going to continue with the thought here because, you know, number one, yes, we're 4-3. We got 70 underclassmen right now on our roster. So I mean, we could easily be 5-1. Yes, we could. We missed a couple field goals. That's great too, but this fraudulent fan base that we have—I mean, it was an embarrassment to see the attendance total at that Boston College game. A complete embarrassment. If you want to be top, start acting like a top fan base and show up to the games. I mean, a Central Florida game. There was only 40,000 in the house, but you know what? Those fans brought it and probably helped us bring the energy to get that victory.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear nothing about the fans talking about Scott Satterfield anymore. You know, let the guy have a chance to, you know, make something of this. And you know what? If he's going to South Carolina to get a job, it means he's doing a good enough job to be considered. I want to have a coach that's being considered at other places.
Vince Tyra said the same thing.
We're not in Alabama. We're not in Georgia.
Not yet. No. Not yet, Jason.
But until we start acting like a real fan base, we're never going to get there, Marcus.
Jason, listen, I do appreciate the call. I'm rolling up on the top of the hour. Here's the thing. I don't sit around and wag my finger at the fan base. That is not what I do. But fan base interaction, traffic, socially, that I do wag my finger at. But I do, like, I almost give my fan base the COVID pass as well, and not because of actual COVID. It's the psychological overwhelming manipulation that everything's bad when you hear nothing but the bad story. You don't any again. We had Lamar Jackson. I went back to local media in 2017.
What's wrong with the attendance? Is sick of Lamar Jackson just running the ball. And Bobby Petrino's the reason that the attendance is falling.
2017. Complaining about the stadium expansion. Y'all make me sick. Y'all make me sick. But y'all gotta listen to this all the time. Y'all gotta listen to this crap. Constantly. So I don't even blame you. I don't blame people who grew up in a tough household and got to work through some things. You're getting bombarded with mental abuse. It's not funny, but God, it gets on my nerves. Top of the hour. Let me keep my producer with a job. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.